You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here we go. Some parenting experts say for safety reasons, you shouldn't let your kids do this until they're at least 5.5 years old. Five and a half. That's what the experts say is the time for safety reasons. You shouldn't let them do it until then. Think about it. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. If it's busy, keep calling back until you get through. I don't think that's a problem with big brains in the backseat. I think people try like crazy.
Yep. It's going to get busy.
So let me start. Before we go to what the prize is, Jer, what is your answer here?
Maybe go up and down the stairs by themselves?
I still can't do that.
Josh took a tumble again.
All right, go up and down stairs. Josh?
Oh, it's obviously go play in the play places at restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
In that filthy ball pit.
Something else I still can't do.
Yeah.
All right, the play spaces at restaurants.
You don't meet the height requirement, right, to get into those, Josh?
Oh, now he's just been mean today, Josh. He's been mean all morning.
There he goes to answer the phone.
You may take either of those answers or come up with your own. 303-691-1649. Okay there, Mr. Smarty Pants, what's the prize today?
So we're going to do a couple things. The first thing is going to be for the parents and kind of a family prize pack. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to Anderson Farms for the Mix 100 Monster Bash. You'll be there Saturday, September 23rd from 8 to 10 p. You can enjoy Terror in the Corn. They're going to have a seance and scary stories and s'mores around the campfire. That's a great time. So you'll get that 4-pack. And then on top of it, for the kiddo that wins today, you're going to win a big shiny brand new Nintendo Switch. Mario!
How'd we get that?
Well,
we must know people.
We bought it off next door. No, it's new. It's brand new. So you win a Switch as well. Some guy was selling it on next door for cheap.
All right, 303. What a great prize. Prize pack, really, because mom and dad get something too.
It's a lot of goodness.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you are placed on hold, please be patient. Stand by. We will be right with you. All right, who's going first? Well, we're starting with a Dominic. That's a good sign. Dominic is 12 years old. Dominic, where do you go to school?
I go to Aspen View Academy.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
What's your favorite thing about school?
Learning.
Well said, Dominic.
It's a great
answer.
That's
the place to be if you want to learn.
Or YouTube videos, right?
God. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Dominic's like, whatever. Can we just get to it? Dominic, some parenting experts say for safety reasons, you shouldn't let your kids do this until they're at least 5.5 years old. What is it?
I think it is the play place one that Josh said, like not letting him play in the play place.
Yeah, the play place.
Why, you mean Josh's answer is already being taken? Wow, that's really good. But no, Dominic, you and Josh didn't get it today. Good try, though.
See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. See you.
Starting to get that voice change, huh? A little bit.
Kate is 11. Kate, where do you go to school?
I go to a Santa Classical Academy.
Whoa, that sounds
expensive.
And if
you guys know, my mom is Vanessa from Michigan, if you remember her.
No idea.
Mm-mm.
No, but she's lovely. She sounds lovely.
She must be wonderful. So we talked to a Vanessa from Michigan, is that right?
Yep.
That's great.
Well, tell your mom we said hi.
All right.
She's doing it right
now.
This
is awkward right
now. She's like, Kate, you made it awkward, Mom.
They're
saying hi. Kate, what's the winning answer?
I think that it might be going on trampolines because trampolines can be dangerous.
They are dangerous, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You can snap an ankle, Kate.
Kate, that's such a good guess, but it's not right. But it's a good try, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye, tell your mom we said hi, okay?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Sky is 15. Where do you go to school?
I go to Peak to Peak.
What's the mascot of that school?
It's a puma.
A puma.
I got a puma.
That's really cool. Let's get a winning answer. What do you got for me today?
How about take a shower or bath on their own?
Oh, that's good.
Solid guess.
Yeah.
A bath or a shower alone.
That seems about right.
Does it?
I think so. Huh. I don't remember when we started that.
You know, that's not right, Sky, but that's a really solid guess.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day at school, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
We have the greatest listeners ever. Next up is Nolan. Nolan is 7. Are you really 7, Nolan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Where do you go to school?
Colorado Academy.
Oh, cool. Wonderful.
What's your favorite class?
Probably reading.
Good
reading
for
class,
you.
That's good.
Yes.
What's for hot lunch today? Do you know?
No.
I hope it's pigs in a blanket.
Oh, pizza. Always pizza day.
Pigs in a blanket. Slightly undercooked.
You would take pigs in a blanket over pizza?
Slightly undercooked, so it's a little doughy.
Ask Nolan. Nolan, which one of those two are you taking? Pigs in a blanket or pizza?
There's always pizza, and I might take pizza today if my mom lets me.
So cute.
Tell your mom to let you. Wait. Is your mom there right now?
Yes.
Candor the phone for a sec. What's her name?
Her name's Liz.
Liz.
You had to think about it. Her name's Mom.
Okay, put Mom on the phone for a second.
They're asking for you.
Hello?
Can Nolan have pizza today?
Come on, Liz.
I think so. Yeah, because he's on the radio and it's a special day.
It is a special
day. Thank you. Thank you
for letting him have two slices.
Thank you for letting him have pizza. That's all we wanted in this world today. All right, you can hand the phone back to him now. Thank you.
Bye, Liz.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nolan. Nolan.
Hello.
Hi.
Nolan, we just got you pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got pizza today.
Yeah, your boys in the morning got you pizza today.
Awesome.
Why we're here, buddy. All right, what's the winning answer? You shouldn't let your kids do this until they're at least 5 and a half years old. What is it?
Eat grapes.
Oh, yeah, because they could choke, huh?
Okay, Nolan, you do have pizza today, but you don't have the winning answer. However, I'm going to tell you that you're closer than anyone else because it does involve putting something in your mouth. Okay.
Ooh, that's a big clue.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, right. Have a good day. Enjoy your lunch, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. He's got pizza on the mind now.
I gave a pretty big clue there.
It is.
Ella is 12 years old. Ella, where do you go to school?
Flatirons.
Oh, okay.
What class do you hate?
Oh,
which one's your least favorite?
Probably math class.
Math? Uh-oh.
Come on, Ella. Study your math. That'll take you far in life.
That was probably mine, too, Ella, so don't feel bad.
Oh, God. Math and science. That's the way to a happy life, Ella. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, they're both kind of boring, though.
Are they?
Mm.
Well, what class do you want to be in? What's your favorite class?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I see trouble down the road, Ella.
Me too, Ella.
I think this attitude adjustment.
I mean, I like choir.
Choir?
I like the choir class.
Can you sing?
Yeah. Not really.
Oh.
I see a lot of trouble.
Just stands in the back and hums. You like the teacher? That's good.
Yeah.
Ella, did you hear my clue?
Yes.
All right, so what's the winning answer?
Eating popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Goes in your mouth.
Fits the clue, but sadly, it's not right. It's a good try, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ella. Bye. Have a good day at school. Bye-bye.
Well, I guess I'm out then, for sure.
Go up and down stairs.
Unless you're putting the stairs in your mouth, I'm
Josh
out.
Is already out. So now we're down to Elijah, who's 14. Elijah, where do you go to school?
I go to On Range High School.
Say it again.
Mountain Range High School.
Mountain Range.
What's the mascot of Mountain Range High School?
A horse.
A horse.
There's the mountain range horses.
Is it like a Mustang?
I mean, what's
a Bronco?
The mountain range, yeah.
Yeah, like a horse.
It's just a horse, Dom.
It's just a horse.
The mountain range horses.
I am not going to rest until I know what the actual mascot of Mountain Range High School is. It couldn't be the Mustang. Mountain Range horses.
It's the Mustang.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
It's just a horse. I like your style, Elijah. What's the winning answer? I gave a clue. I said it's something that you definitely put in your mouth. What is it?
We're going to guess chewing gum.
You know what? You just won the mind bender.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly right. Parenting experts say, Elijah, that for safety reasons, you should not let your kids chew gum until they're at least 5.5 years old.
There you go. They can swallow it.
Look at you winning today. Do you have a Nintendo Switch already?
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoy the prize. Somehow I knew that was going to happen today, too. Yeah, I already have one. Well, you can give it to a friend or something.
Some things just don't go as planned.
Nah, give it to your parents.
That's fine. Well, Elijah, you win big brains in the back seat, so why don't you tell me this? How big is your brain?
Bigger than a back seat.
Okay.
Well done.
Very good. Elijah, why don't you stand by, say hello to all the Mustangs for us today, and Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about your second switch, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a backup, I guess.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Chewing gum, huh?
Chewing gum. They say you should not be sticking gum in your kid's mouth until they're at least 5.5.
Probably a good idea.
Is it?
Probably.
5.5? That seems kind of old.
Yeah.
Nice. Bubble wrapping kids again.
That or they'll just like pull it out and stick it everywhere, you know.
That could. That's probably more likely.
It'll all be all over your car seats and in their hair.
Yeah, they said for safety reasons, but it's actually more for like annoyance
reasons.
It's
for your couch. Yeah. It's not on your couch.